doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic.
Welcome back in the zone as I turn on Bill Vickery's microphone and not my own. Bill has he's wearing salsa, Matty T. It's not a good look for him. Wearing it, just a
you're supposed
salsa.
To eat it, not wear it, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Duh. Maybe you should spend some time with Adam Richmond. He can explain that to you.
Yes,
looks good on you, though.
First of all, I have nothing on me other than just raw greatness.
You're not talking.
So
we're not talking about your criminal record,
unfiltered
are we?
Unfiltered genius is all I have all over me right now.
You reek of it.
Oh,
your brilliance is spectacular. In fact, could I borrow your shades?
Mm-hmm. I'm splendiferous.
We are very excited on the Revolution Hotline to have none other than the man, the myth, the legend, and Bill Vickery's a huge fan. Ladies and gentlemen.
Big fan of this gentleman, Adam West.
You know what?
What's his name?
A horrific attitude, and I'm going to turn your mic off now. You eat your salsa and be quiet. Adam Richmond joining us in the zone.
Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Adam Richmond's Fandemonium coming to the Travel Channel this Sunday, back-to-back episodes, kicking it all off. And this is a little bit unique for you compared to some...
absolutely.
Yeah, compared to some things you've done. Not specific to food, I suppose, but there is probably some food involved in some of these fan events.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, there's tons of food. And I've been telling people that I could never do a show about respecting fans and honoring fans unless I respected and honored my own. And I know that my fans trust me to bring them really delicious food. And, you know, these events from Daytona to the Kentucky Derby to Bonnaroo to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball games, they have passionate fans. Fans that go above and beyond to celebrate the things they love in terms of the energy, the time, and the money they spend. But the culinary ingenuity and the party ingenuity that they have is just second to none.
How long did it take you to shoot all these episodes? Did you guys do this over a year period?
We actually are still shooting.
Okay.
But we would shoot about 4 or 5 days every weekend for the better part of the year.
Okay, so I saw you've got the San Fermin event in New Orleans, and that was just this last weekend. Were you down there?
Yes, sir. We did San Fermin and Bastille Day together.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was actually just down there this weekend, and I saw some of the peripheral things going on. And so, it looked like a pretty interesting event. There's always an interesting twist in New Orleans.
And that's kind of it, is that people may have seen New Orleans, they haven't seen it like that. They have seen the Kentucky Derby, but they will never have seen it like that, because we're not profiling the event. We're profiling the people that are the lifeblood of the event.
Now, I see the rundown, and I know you're a soccer fan, and I'm curious, there are no soccer events, and when I think Fandemonium and I think crazy fans, soccer is one of the first thing that comes to mind. Is that in the works for down the road?
Oh, amigo, you are preaching to the choir. You know, it's so hard because, you know, we're a new show, so obviously they're going to start us out domestically from a network standpoint. And soccer is a sport that's gaining popularity in America, but certainly doesn't have the passion and the level of passionate fans that it does in England and Italy and Spain and Germany and so on. But yes, in a perfect world, we would definitely be able to cover both domestic and international soccer fans, because they are rabid, and there's a degree of like a tribal sort of affiliation and a tribal identity that one assumes when one roots for a fan of these other teams. And the thing for me is also, because I've been finding tailgates in the most unlikely places on planet Earth, that I would love to know more about the eating culture around those events as well.
Adam Richmond's Fandemonium debuting this Sunday on the Travel Channel. Adam Richmond joining us here on the Revolution Hotline. You know, we've got SEC Media Days going on this week, and we think about crazy rabid fans. SEC football certainly comes to mind. That's something you need to take in if you haven't. Is that part of the plan? I know you spent time in the South.
Absolutely. But... you know, the thing is, when I pitched the show to Travel Channel, my idea for the show was, let's cover fans, fan culture, and fan food. They had wanted to do something in the tailgate space, and Fandemonium is essentially the hybrid of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, clearly we were a little bit foobar when we realized we're like, oh, we want to do a tailgate show and football season is over. But, you know, we're now about to crest football season again, and, you know, I've been privy to hockey tailgates. But it's actually been a kind of a blessing in disguise, because I never would have known that all these other events, like Renaissance festivals and snowmobiling festivals and whatever else, would have a tailgate culture. And it's given us an opportunity to find that sort of vibe in unlikely places. And quite frankly, I really think it's given us a better show as a result.
Adam Richman joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Adam Richman's Fandemonium debuting this Sunday. 13 episodes coming for your viewing pleasure. I'm curious, a guy that travels as much as you do for work, what do you do for vacation? Do you just kick it in Brooklyn and try to take in a baseball game, or do you travel?
You know, it's a great question. Sometimes it is just I like being on my home and sitting on my tush and catching up on my DVR and, you know, ordering in Chinese food and not going anywhere. I really have only had, since Man vs. Food began, really have only had one true vacation. But my philosophy is that it's better to be busy than the alternative, quite frankly. You know, as a fan of fans and as a fan of fan culture, that, you know, to realize how big a role the fan plays. You know, no one's wearing, you know, the jersey of an unpopular player. No one is, you know, doing the touchdown dance, or, you know, if someone is not popular. It's the fans that made Tebowing popular, or right, made doing the Kaepernick popular, or the Icky Shuffle, or you name it. And I think that's it, you know. And for me, we were filming at the Indy 500, and I got a chance. I had to do the red carpet while I was there. And what was fascinating was, here I was doing a show about being in the trenches with fans, and then suddenly I'm on the red carpet, which I guess is the domain of, and I hate using the term celebrity, and what was really great is for me to say and to really acknowledge how much the fans really impact who's on that red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I maintain it. Like, none of us, I'm not on that red carpet unless I've got passionate fans that believe in me. And the Indy 500, or this motorcycle rally we did in New Hampshire, do not exist for over 100 years without passionate fans that are going to go above and beyond the call year in, year out.
I know sometimes you'll go back and do sort of a look-back show on some of the episodes you've done in the past, but at this point, are you willing to tip your cap to one or another as far as the best fans, the craziest fans, the most over-the-top folks?
You know, it's funny. I've gotten that question so much, and I never once anticipated really being asked the best fans, because, you know, they are so very different.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would say, you know, it's the level of commitment that really tends to separate the fans, and the level of sacrifice. And that, you know, we did an event in literally the middle of nowhere, Alaska, in a town called Paxson. And I kid you not, I asked Siri on my iPhone what the weather was like, and I had to take a screenshot, because even Siri was like, it's not looking good for Paxson, Alaska. But literally, if you run out of fuel, you have no more fuel. If you run out of potable water, you have none. If you run out of food, that's it. And so these people will lug ample food, fuel, food, booze, party accoutrement, plus shelter, clothing, and so on, for a full week, over 300 miles to the middle of nowhere, and fuel not just for the vehicle that gets them there, but for their snow machines and so on, for their grills. And it's really a full-on, fully intense party, and it's called Arctic Man, Tesoro Arctic Man, and it actually is the episode that airs this Sunday. And it might be my favorite episode, because quite honestly, I was dreading it. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh my God, I'm a kid from Brooklyn. What am I doing in the depths of Alaska? You know, I read White Fang. That was good enough. Let's move on. And then you realize that in spite of myself, I was loving it and wanting to take part in it and wanting to come back. And I'm so glad you mentioned the notion of a wrap-up show, because I would love to, as a fan, come back to these events and take part in the ones that I could take part in, and see what I learned and try to experience it like firsthand as a fan and not just as the camera crew guy.
Last thing real quick, I know we're up against our window here. Two schools of thought for Yankees fans this year. One, that some are not happy with where they are as far as the standings go, and the others feel very fortunate to still be very much in the mix despite all the injuries. Where do you fall?
You know, one thing that I've found with loving the Pinstripes myself is that you can never tell anything from the preseason. And you can never anticipate, you know, where they're going to be after the All-Star break. My friends used to call A-Rod May-Rod because that was kind of when he would come on. I don't know. It ain't over till it's over. So I'm hoping that they will redeem themselves and that Mo is able to finish on top.
Yeah, I was going to say, with his magical performance in the All-Star game, perhaps that will be a harbinger of things to come for you guys. Maybe things will work out. So
yeah, he's my favorite living Yankee and, in my opinion, cool. The most influential position player of his generation. So.
Well, I'm on the other end of the spectrum as a Cub fan, so enjoy it. You've had plenty of pleasure from your team, so it's been nothing but pain for me.
Yes, but you have an amazing stadium, and you're surrounded by arguably one of the coolest communities in all of Chicago.
That's true, and they never run out of old style, so that's good.
Never, ever. Plus, you go to Lucky Sandwich Company up the street or Wiener Circle.
Yes, beautiful.
And get a chocolate shake.
I love it. Adam, thank you so much. Look forward to the show. Always good stuff when you're involved. Adam Richman's Fandemonium this Sunday and for the next several weeks on Travel Channel. Tune in. Adam, thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. I thought I did an excellent job of behaving myself during that.
Boy, you really were. You know what? You should sit out more often.
Yeah.
welcome back to the Rev Room. Thanks to Adam Richman. And check out the show on the trip. I think you should watch it. I think you'll enjoy it. And this one is not him stubbing his face as much as just hanging out.